I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. My name is Phil Hubbard, Global Communications Manager. This week, we are going to be talking all things event planning, specifically as they regard to Christmas and Easter, which we know are coming up quickly in our church calendars. We're joined by some great experts, you could call them, from around the C3 Church Global Movement, event managers and administrators from around our different regions who've been part of some significant events in the life of our movement. We're going to be talking all things just ideas and creativity and giving some skills and tips around planning great church events. This is actually episode 2 of a 2-part series on event planning. So if you missed episode 1, jump back into the episode list in either Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, and you can watch episode 1. But here is episode 2. Enjoy. So the last thing I'd love to cover for us is Christmas and Easter. These are the two big events for all churches around the world. For us in C3 is definitely these two events in the calendar, mm-hmm. of the Christian calendar, big for outreach and wanting these mm-hmm. events to be a win. We're wanting to see people come into church. We're wanting to see people find community and ultimately find Jesus and find faith, yeah. and to make steps in their faith. So I guess I just want to go around, and there might be ideas or creative ideas that you've had in the past that work well, or some stuff that you're planning for this year, just to inspire our churches around the world with Christmas coming up and, you know, and starting to plan for Easter next year. So I don't know, Jacob, do you want to jump in? There any kind of stuff that you've seen done really well for these, for either of these two events at SYD?
Yeah, so I think one thing that we always need to think about when we're planning is just like the who. And one thing that we've realized is that kids are the who. Kids bring parents to church, realistically. Right. If we can have kids getting excited and wanting to come to an event at church, they're going to have to get dropped off by the parents, and usually the parents come because of the kids. With that said, we also just need to be mindful. What are people doing on like Christmas Day? That's why our Christmas Day services are usually, if we have them at all, usually pretty short. So I think just thinking logistically as well, like what is the average family doing? So for us, like the Good Friday service, which is like a 1-hour service, that's short and punchy, creative moment, really nice like mm-hmm. time together. But it's not a massive time of like at the end. We save that for our Easter Sunday service, where we just go like chocolate crazy message, short, like a punchy service, really inspirational, great moment where we have lots of stories as well, because we just know there's so many guests in that room. Also for Easter, really accommodating to families as well, are just like, you know, listen, I've heard so many people like, you know, Santa shouldn't be at Christmas church events. But I say, well, you know, we are competing with the mall.
Come on.
Know? So like, yeah. I'm actually all good for Santa to be there. I'm all good for gifts to be there. Because
with Santa. Yeah,
good Santa.
Yeah, like the best Santa.
Just super fat and not creepy.
That's right.
So that, I just think that they're the things that we do have to look at what we are. Again, we do have competitors when it comes to not just church, but they can do a Christmas like in so many different other places. They can go sing carols mm-hmm. at so many different places. So how are we going to compete in order to let them choose that the church is going to be the best place for them to celebrate Christmas? So I'm always just thinking about the kids, thinking about like free things, fun things, and festive things. They're the three things I'm just trying to think about when we are going into like mm-hmm. Super Bowl time of our big events.
That's
how
right.
can we make them bigger, better and just really encourage people to bring people to it.
Jacob, always here for the kids.
So good. And Chrissy, I know that, Chrissy, I know you're on maternity leave at the moment and you've got beautiful little Arlo to take care of. But in the terms of planning with See Through Toronto and coming up for Christmas and Easter, how's that go for you guys? And have you started planning for that yet? Or what does that look like?
Yeah, we normally start over the summer. So that's the time that we would start planning, unless we had like a real like inspired idea before then. One year we've done a few different things that have worked really well or served us really well. One of them was that we did a short film for Easter, which was kind of based on like, it was like a true story with a question mark that was based on the time between the death and resurrection of Jesus. And that was a really easy invite for people because they're like, come and see a movie like this Easter. Yeah. And then we also did like the kids factor is huge. So that helps the adults and maybe the single people in our church. But then we also did like a massive Easter egg hunt. So we kind of could get to like, you know, really speak to two different audiences. So we're making like, it's really thinking through how do we make this an easy invite for someone? One year for Christmas, we did like we basically did a whole experience. We rented a house and we did a whole creative experience that like had, you know, storytelling carolers in every room, had like all different creative elements. Our Pastor Sam was preaching a message from there. And so it ended up like we used it online. Actually, it happened during COVID. COVID happened, sorry. And then luckily we had this film that we could use. So it was perfect. But we're always thinking, right, how do we make this really visitor friendly for someone? Because a lot of people are being dragged to church by families. Yeah. Like they're coming with their family because it's what you do. So we're like, how do we speak to that person? And it's definitely through story or a creative way to tell the same story. If it's not someone's personal like experience. And then it's always like, how do we give this the community family vibe that we know to be true of our church? And so there's always a food element. There's always something because food, like the table, is what brings people together. So how do we bring that into it? That's what we'd be thinking about for Christmas. I agree with Jacob. We're always thinking, especially in Toronto, about what are people doing? Because Toronto's not a crazy amount of people actually are from Toronto. They're often from like, you know, other places. And so they go home to their family for Christmas. So we're thinking, well, how do we get them to stay? Or what are our service times around that so that we really maximize the time that people are in the city? And so it is thinking through like those elements is don't work against it. A couple of years ago, we were in set up and pack down venues for 10 years of our church's life, which meant that getting a rental on Christmas Eve was impossible. And so we just lent into it and we advertised, well, we're going to do Christmas Eve. And it worked. It worked while we didn't have a venue. It was awesome. And we got all the people that had plans on Christmas Eve that did their own plans. And you've got to get creative around, well, just because it's, well, we can't do a Christmas Eve service. Well, what can we do? And so it's working around like those parameters and thinking, well, there's always something. So what does that look like for your context? Because it doesn't have to be what everyone else is doing. Like you could try something different.
Hey everyone, I believe in the local church. Ever since we started our church way back in 1980, we've been planting churches all around the world in major cities, villages, towns, and we have seen ourselves plant churches now in over 60 nations in the earth. Last year, we planned to plant 20 churches and we ended up planting 45. This year, we're going to plant another 42 churches. I'd like to invite you to become a partner with us in this grand plan that God has called us to, planting His magnificent church all around the world. It's not an inexpensive exercise to plant churches. It costs a lot to support pastors when they're just starting out and their families and their structures, their circumstances, renting houses, needing a car. And in some of these places, they're very poor. And we want to help them rise up and plant great churches in their nations. You can help us by jumping over to our website, C3 Church Global, and there you will find a giving section, and you can give towards helping us plant churches all around the world. I'm praying for you that as you give, the blessing of God will rest upon your life in abundance. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Yeah, great. And what about it? What about Atlanta, Sarah? What's been happening down there?
Yeah, I think, you know, same for us, especially with Christmas, I would say anything that we can do that people are excited to share on their own, like socials and stuff, you know, like when you talk about, you know, Christy talking about, you know, kind of their social strategy, you know, I just find if people are excited enough to put their, you know, kids Santa photos, or, you know, we'll rent like a Christmas train and a snow machine because we don't have real snow here at Christmas. It's bubbles. But it's, you know, again, it's like, what are we competing with, right? So generally in December, we do something every week. And again, it's focused at the kids. It doesn't have to be a massive thing. You know, we've done different things throughout the years. We've done, you know, one massive Sunday where Santa's here and we rent all these things. And we just found, you know, it was actually for us better to just kind of divide that out and make it kind of three mini parties, you know, mini Christmas focused Sundays, because then there were three opportunities for people to invite people along, people to say, look what my church is doing, you know. And I think too, you know, especially for our context and, you know, a little bit of what you guys are saying, like, you know, I probably passed 15 churches from my house to my church. You know, our context is there are churches everywhere. And so we so often, you know, have people who are coming in who maybe don't have a problem with God, but have a real problem with church. And so what are we going to do, you know, in those moments to, you know, we've got maybe one shot, we've got one service, one day, this is the only time of the year they're coming. And so just keeping that in our minds, but anything we can do to get people excited enough to post it on their social media, I think then their friends are going, oh, wait, your church is doing that. Wow. I want to come be a part of that. That's going to be generally more effective than our paid marketing, our announcements, our strategies, all of that. So, 1 year we even did like 25 days of Christmas, and we had a calendar, and every day was something, and it was all very simple. But every day was something. And so we were encouraging people to, you know, take cookies to their neighbors or write a card to, you know, local community, people in the community, community officers, things like that. So, you know, we've done kind of the gamut, but we always have a great Santa, like an awesome Santa, and, you know, make sure that people get their family photos. I think that's a really big one for Christmas and Easter, is giving people lots of great backgrounds. Because, you know, like if you have kids, I have a lot of them, and you got them dressed and you got there on time and you looked presentable, like that is not happening every day. That is happening like a few times a year, and families really want to capture that. Yeah. So we actually don't do an Easter egg hunt on Easter anymore, because kids got really messy, and then their family, the mom wanted the photo. So we actually do the Easter egg hunt now. We do a glow in the dark Easter egg hunt on Good Friday, which has also bumped our Good Friday attendance, because that would be, you know, not necessarily as well attended as an Easter Sunday. And so we've tried to make it feel like a whole weekend, like one cohesive weekend, not two separate events. So we actually do Easter egg hunt on Good Friday. We do it glow in the dark. It is pure manic chaos, but the kids absolutely love it. All the eggs glow. They get all the candy. It's sugar craziness. And then Sunday morning is a great kids program, but they're not getting messy because they're not diving for eggs. And so then the family, you know, sticks around. There's all these different photo opportunities. So again, just meeting families where they are, which sometimes people are coming to church on Easter to get their photo and say that they were at church on Easter. And if that's the reason that they're coming in, so be it. But that's not going to be the reason they leave, because they're, in Jesus' name, going to encounter the presence of God in our services as well. But let's also just meet people where they are and not over spiritualize. Let's give them all the backgrounds, all the family fun, and also, you know, an opportunity to have a touch from God that will transform their lives, hopefully.
Beautiful.
So Christy, do you remember the time at SYD when we
did the helicopter job?
Yeah, so we just tried to do something different one year. We're like, let's get a helicopter, fill it with Easter eggs, and like just let it rain. And what could go wrong with chocolate solid Easter eggs falling like 100 meters, yeah, landing on children?
Yeah,
it was right. A really good learning.
It definitely had a wider reach than what we anticipated. We didn't really think about the wind or anything like that. So
we should have given them helmets.
But, yeah,
some people were concussed.
It does make for a great story and memory. Look at that. We're still talking about it 10 years later.
That's right. The power of events.
So good.
Exactly.
So good.
The power of events.
I'm just thinking about something we have done here locally, right? So you mentioned the events like Christmas and Easter. And I think you could actually, if you plan your yearly things you want to discuss as a church, like we have done like a month before Christmas or Easter. We do like more a month where we focus more on outreach. And it's not so much to equipment the people of your church to how can I invite people? How can I reach people? How can I take that step and get over the threshold of how can I get my family along to church? And it's actually helping them to equip them to so it's not all about advertising. It's not all about the other stuff. It's actually your congregation itself that learns how to bring people into church. And the nice thing of it, you can then really – like in the back of that, you can actually go into more like a journey with them. We're having after Christmas, have more events like Alpha courses, stuff like that. So you can actually build like a whole period around an event to actually take that impact and get people into your church. And then it's not just the event, but it's like a whole church period where you can focus on reaching out to people, getting people to Christ and into your church.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I think that's really great, awesome. Hans. One thing that we've done that at each one of our big services, and I think this is a really good takeaway, is that it is a great time to showcase what we as the church can do. So in Easter and Christmas, we always just showcase like things like we gave out like something like 1,000 hampers at Christmas. And so our story for that Sunday was a single woman with 3 kids shared about just how much the hamper last year changed her life, literally,
so
for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Easter, we talk about how we bought a car for a struggling family. So, like, I think it's a great time to really platform the church because it gets knocked a lot for putting these types of events on and being like, it's all about Jesus, blah, blah, blah. But it's also, like, for us, it's a great opportunity to really showcase the church to our community as well rather than just being about us come to our event. It's us giving as well. So I think that's really a great time and opportunity to showcase
really
what we as a church can do.
Phil, one last thing.
Yeah, you're going to add to that, Chrissy?
Oh, I was just going to say one of the best parts about being part of a global family is that we have family all over the world. So if you're a pastor or if you're an event person, reach out to someone and get exposure. That's something that our pastor Sam is like has really drilled into us as a staff team, is that we do exposure calls and it's always with someone that's doing something better than we are or that is further ahead, not necessarily better, but is further ahead of the journey. And it's to be able to get ideas just like this. Like I just picked up the kids idea from Sarah that I'm like, I'm taking that idea, the stickers on the back of kids. That's awesome. But it's to be able to get those ideas and get exposure to something that you don't necessarily have in your own context. Reach out, because like I know that we're all available, but so are like so many other incredible people that we have in our C3 family, and they're all available at our fingertips. And all we need to do is reach out, and then we can get connected. And we're not doing this alone. We're not reaching people alone. So so let's connect and
couldn't have said it better, Chrissy. And look, and that's, you know, this has been such a brilliant conversation, and thank you all for being part of it. And look, these podcasts are all about that. This is all about equipping and empowering our family around the world and hearing from voices of people who are doing this in churches and in local church contexts all around the world in different areas and different contexts and different sizes and with staff and no staff and volunteers. And, you know, so thank you so much for being part of this. And yeah, just to echo that to anybody listening, if you're looking for more wisdom or more clarity or or some more training and equipping around this, please email us hello@c3churchglobal.com. We'd love to hear your feedback. And if you have any ideas for these specific podcasts, which we're calling equip sessions, which are practical training and equipping for our teams and our pastors all around the world. So this has been such a great conversation around events and event planning, and we'll look to do some more of these into the future. So please reach out. But thank you for joining us today on C3 Church Global Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you throughout the year around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.